My name is Kevin Quaid. I am chair of the Irish Alzheimer's Society Irish Dementia Working Group, and I have Parkinson's and Lewy body dementia. I am also an author, a motivational speaker, and chair of the Alzheimer's European Working Group of People with Dementia. Here is my message to the next government, whoever they may be. I feel this needs to be done to support people living with dementia, their families and their carers, who are often forgotten. In Ireland, an estimated 64,000 people live with dementia, a number projected to rise to 150,000 by 2045. Yet so far in this general election, we have had little to no debate in the media on this pressing concern for so many of our people. While important issues like housing, the economy, and the cost of living have dominated this discussion and captured much of the media's attention, the needs of our ageing population must not be overlooked. For those of us living with dementia and our family, this election matters deeply. Across Ireland, there are major gaps in dementia care. Every day, people with the dementia and their carers struggle to access the support they need. Access to dementia services such as daycare and home care can be a postcode lottery, with rural areas particularly underserved. The new government must ensure these vital services are available nationwide, not just in major cities. These gaps can leave people feeling isolated and vulnerable. For those who can stay at home, home care is essential. Staying in a familiar environment is important for well-being and independence. But without sufficient home care, family members are left to carry the burden, often sacrificing their careers and stability to care for loved ones. The Irish health and social care system depends on family carers who provide the lion's share of care to people with dementia. The value of this work to the state is estimated to be in the region of $804 million per annum. Each year, carers struggle financially. Families deserve more support from our leaders. In Ireland, around 5,200 people are estimated to have young onset dementia, and we experience a range of different challenges, which are often different to that of an older person. For instance, those diagnosed with young onset may be in active employment, have young families, and may have significant financial responsibilities. I know firsthand the impact of this diagnosis. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's at 50, then later with Lewy body dementia. The effects on my life and family were enormous. Services for people with young onset dementia are scarcer than for older adults. We need accurate data to understand the true scale of dementia in Ireland, so that services can be planned effectively for people of all ages in every region. I welcomed the €200,000 allocation in Budget 2025 to implement a national dementia registry. But more is now needed. A well-funded national dementia registry is crucial to mapping services, identifying needs, and ensuring equitable access. Greater political will is needed to bring this tool to fruition. Dementia is complex and requires a coordinated response. The Alzheimer's Society of Ireland has been campaigning for joined-up thinking and planning of services, so that from diagnosis to later-stage care, there are real options for those who live with the impact. This general election is an opportunity for candidates and elected leaders to show they are all committed to supporting the dementia community at a local and national level. As the Ireland and Munster great Ronan O'Gara wisely said, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making sure that impact lasts in your absence. We need leaders who will turn words into action, introducing policies that support people with dementia, their families and carers. Significant strides have been made by the outgoing Oireachtas from all sides to fund vital supports and services. As someone living with dementia, I'm pleading that the momentum is not lost now and that the needs of so many remain a priority on the political agenda and that the dementia services are delivered in a fair and equal way. If you're a candidate, I urge you to sign the Dementia Pledge and commit to meaningful change. Please visit dementia.ie to take this important step towards a better future for the thousands of families nationwide navigating a dementia journey today and the many more who will follow. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to my message to the next hour. Can I ask you to please go to www.dementiapledge.ie to add your support? Thank you.